Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, life is a journey and not a destination. I mean, life indeed is a journey. We're constantly moving from one place to the next, one stage of life to another. Our lives are characterized as one of movement, not stagnation. Emerson's words are meant to cause you to reflect on the how of your journey and not the where of your destination, so that you might savor the moment and live in the present. This quote invites you to slow down and smell the proverbial roses along life's way. But life's journey is not always a stroll in the park or a walk in the woods in which you want to savor the moment. It's often marked with difficult questions and with tough choices. Then there are those traveling companions that the Lord has given to walk through life with you. And while they're with you, you enjoy their company. But then they depart. Whether that's a gradual departure or sudden, the journey now becomes marked with sorrow and with grief. Life certainly is a journey. This much, I think, Emerson got right. But I tell you, this day and age, I think we may be quoting another poet, Jerry Garcia, when he wrote, "What a long, strange trip it's been." Life's a journey. Sometimes it's a strange journey. But I tell you, the Christian life is a journey that always has a destination in mind. Yes, the Christian life and the church as a whole is on a journey. You and me, we are walking, but we're walking with a goal in sight. And we're not walking alone. Jesus, the way, is walking with us and is bringing us to our destination. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, is both with us on our journey and is, in fact, our destination. So as we walk in faith to and with Jesus, Jesus is with us throughout all the seasons of the church year. They mark our years. And they're marked with the journey of Christ. Advent begins with our eager anticipation of Christ's arrival. Christmas comes and we celebrate the birth of Christ, and then it's on to Epiphany, where Christ is revealed to the nations, and finally to Lent and the events of Holy Week, where Christ journeys to his suffering, death, and his resurrection. His days, his seasons, his years, his journey becomes our journey as we, through our baptism and in the hearing of his word, journey with him in faith. Well, today we come to the third Sunday of Easter, and the journey continues as the disciples then and now wrestle what it means that Jesus is risen and that he is present. Indeed, life is a journey. The Christian life is a journey, but thankfully, to depart from Emerson, we do not journey alone. And boy, we do have a wonderful destination. On the day of the resurrection, two disciples were on the road. They were journeying to their destination, Emmaus. Their names, Clopas, the brother of Joseph, who is the uncle of Jesus, and his son, Simon. These disciples were with Jesus discussing the recent events of Holy Week. They were full of grief and confusion over the sudden and the violent departure of Jesus and the strange reports that some of the women actually claimed to see Jesus alive. Perhaps now more than ever, you can empathize with these two men. Their world was turned upside down. They were filled with questions and concerns. They were uncertain of what was yet to come. They felt the effects of suddenly being cut off from Jesus. The journey that they were on seemed to take a violent turn for the worse. And probably, like many of you, these disciples were wondering if this long, strange trip was worth traveling anymore. But see, that's exactly at the point where Jesus comes and joins with them on their journey, though they didn't recognize him at first. As he walked with them and along the way, Jesus opened the scriptures to them so that, beginning with the writings of Moses, they understood how all of the scriptures pointed to the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. As they listened to Jesus, hidden from their recognition though he was, their hearts were burning within them as he walked with them. They were filled with wonder and with excitement as Jesus spoke of his great journey of salvation that led him to the cross and through the grave. Now, when the disciples reached Emmaus, they believed that they had reached their destination. And in fact, Jesus implied that he was had yet to journey further on. The disciples implored him to stay with them, for night was close at hand. And so we heard that Jesus entered the house of the disciples. And while in the house, he took bread and he broke it and he gave thanks and ate it with them. The eyes of the disciples were then finally opened to see who was journeying with them along the way. And then just like that, Jesus vanished from their sight. Jesus' journey was not yet complete, nor was the disciples'. Jesus was to journey on. He had a destination to arrive at. He was to ascend into heaven and take his place at the Father's right hand. Yet before he physically ascended, he promised his presence. He promised the Holy Spirit. He said, "Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Wait here until my promise is fulfilled. Then you will journey on. And in your journeys, I will be present with you as you proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins, beginning here in Jerusalem and reaching to all the nations of the world. I am the way, and I am the destination. I will walk with you, and I will lead you to your journey's end." Well, Jesus would journey on, and so would his disciples. Though physically separated, the risen Jesus promised to be present with his disciples in a different way. He promised to be with them in a sacramental way. Though hidden from plain sight, the eyes of faith perceive the present Christ cloaked in his word and in his sacraments. He promised that where two or more of you are gathered in my name, there I am with you. And as his disciples gathered to celebrate the meal that he instituted, they took comfort in the presence of the risen Christ. For Jesus said, "Take and eat. This is my body. I am present in my meal. This body and blood journeyed to the cross and the grave to purchase your redemption. This is my risen, living body and blood, which gives you the forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. By my word of promise, I'm with you in the sacrament." Year after year, Sunday after Sunday, the disciples of Jesus throughout the ages have journeyed through life knowing that Christ has been walking alongside them every step of the way. Through times of extreme joy, and in times of profound sadness, in times of health and in times of illness, in times of clarity and in times of confusion, in times of community and in times of isolation. Jesus has been, and he continues to be present with his disciples as they journey through this life. And everywhere the disciples of Jesus journey, they proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name. Life is indeed a journey with our risen and present Lord. But now, what about the destination? We are, after all, going somewhere. Every season of the church brings us one step closer to the destination. Every day that we live with the assurance of the risen and present Christ, it brings us closer to that great and glorious day. The risen and present Lord is not done with his journey. Though he has ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, this is not the final destination. I mean, remember the words of the Apostles' Creed? He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. from thence, meaning from the right hand of God the Father Almighty in heaven, he will come. Where? Here. For what purpose? To judge the living and the dead, and to bring about the fullness of his work, his journey of salvation, which is the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. See, Jesus will journey from his throne and be physically present among his creation. And unlike the past, where his journey to his creation was clothed in humility for the purpose of salvation, hidden even as he was with the disciples and cloaked now in word and sacrament, his coming again will be in the splendor of his majesty for the vindication of his people for the whole world to see. Today, his people gather to hear his word, receive the forgiveness of their sins, be strengthened in their faith, whether it be in your homes or in your cars, longing for a foretaste of the feast that is still yet to come. But upon his return, he will gather his people from every nation where the forgiveness of sins have been proclaimed. He will raise the dead from the sleep of death, and he will call you and all believers in Christ to come to the table. And there, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you will have come to your destination. As Christ spreads before you, his disciples, the wedding feast under the new heavens and on the new earth, you will eat and drink a feast of rich food full of marrow, full of aged wine well refined. You who have been baptized into Jesus' death will be raised, just as Jesus has been raised. You will not be a spirit, but flesh and blood, as the Lord has created you to be. You will eat and drink just as the risen and present Christ had done. Yes, you will have reached your destination. The journey of your life will have found its way home, to a home renewed, where sickness, tears, isolation, confusion, sin, and death will be swallowed up forever, never to touch you again. And once there, your life will continue in the presence of the risen and present Christ. For Jesus is the way and the destination. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, while this life's journey may be a long, strange trip, Christ is still risen and he is still present. He will lead you among the winding roads of this life, caring for you at every point, pledging himself to you. Since he has walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and he has come out living, be not afraid, for he is able to bring you from death to life as well. He will bring you to your destination, to the green pastures of the recreated creation, and there the marriage feast of the Lamb will be served. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the destination. Jesus walks with you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.